Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
That decimal, I need seven figures to play the joint. Turn up your decibels, P-Pie decimator joint. Check out my projects like the workers that section 8 of points. And you'll see how I flip like exclamation points. My niggas shoot first as if they never played the point. More 2 yards, no straps to fill for you hauls. More depth.
Relax,
world,
Dave. We're getting this episode started. Fuck you, nigga.
Port of ground just to drown these thoughts of black corpses in county morgues. Lord, those images haunting. I ain't
nigga, in the track. Shut
all
up.
Right, fuck it. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Let's go already.
What's up, Dave? You want to go outside real quick? What's up, man? What's up with you? Why you why you feeling this? I'm not talking to you right now.
Shut up.
You know, I'm not talking to you right now. I'm talking to Dave. I'll get to you in a second. Mop head. What's up with you, Dave? You all right?
Let's go, man.
All right, cool. He's good. You good, Moses?
Yeah.
Man, cool, man. Yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses. You already.
This is episode 87?
87? Yeah. 87, Motorface.
What? What?
Motorface.
87. I was born in 87. Fuck you, nigga. That's the realest year that a nigga could be born in, nigga. How about that?
Okay. That's what you feel.
Sick of you fraudulent ass niggas in here, man. You and fraudulent. Dave, man. I'm sick of you fraudulent.
Now you saying fraudulent.
What you want me to do, man? What you want me to do, Moses? You changed, man. You started making money. You started wearing your Dirty Water Podcast shirt. You changed. What's up with you, man?
I'm the same nigga.
Nah, man. You fucking changed. Oh, I want to say fuck mosquitoes. Let me throw that out there real quick. I was attacked by a motherfucking mosquito all goddamn last night, nigga. All last night in the studio. Forehead, forearm, elbow.
Like a bitch.
Shit, some bullshit. Like, the nigga would not die.
Nigga was smacking his own self for no reason.
Smack up my neck. I had to smack the back of my head, man.
Like, what is wrong with you?
The nigga would not fucking die, my nigga. You see me swinging at him? Shit was some bullshit, man. I fucking hate mosquitoes, man.
Your blood.
What was the worst spot you got stung on a mosquito, though?
You the mosquito, man.
Fuck you, you mosquito ass nigga. What's one of the worst spots, though?
I guess the legs. Legs and arms.
I hate when my fucking son gets stung by a mosquito and he keeps scratching that shit and start bleeding after I tell his ass to stop fucking scratching it. Why these kids don't listen, man?
Shit itch. Around, yeah. I mean, fuck around and do the same shit. I gotta put that on itching lotion.
That shit be trash when that shit start bleeding. Cause it don't even wanna stop. You gotta put some peroxide on it and shit. Don't want to go away.
Yeah.
Then it just stays there, leaves a fucking mark and shit.
If you get your nails, ain't the cleanest thing.
Well, that's where you want to go with it.
That's what happens. Scraping bacteria on your fucking leg, idiot.
Why is everybody an idiot? Everybody's an idiot. Everybody's an idiot to Moses, man. What's up with you, bro? Like, nobody's smart. Mm. Like, ain't nobody smart to this nigga, though. Nobody.
Nah, everybody's smart.
I can't tell, bro. Everybody's an
idiot. You smart. You went to college. I ain't go. I'm stupid. I'm going to change stupid. But I'm not stupid.
One of the funniest things Marco said to me is he was like, nigga, you went to college and you graduated. I was like, okay, so what the fuck does that mean? No, I know a lot of people that went to college. They ain't graduate. Like, nigga, you did something right. I was like, oh, that's how you looked at it. Okay.
I knew niggas quit in like 2 months. Like, fuck this shit. Niggas was living in dorms. Why are you still here, my nigga? You don't even got no classes.
They don't even want to do this shit after 3 semesters. They tired of papers. Yeah. They tired of being up late doing
it. Hey, yo, fuck this class.
Fucking college, man. I don't miss college. I'll be honest with you. I don't miss that shit.
You miss it.
Nah.
You miss the lunch. Going out nigga, saying, hey, bro.
First of all, what you mean?
Hey, bro.
College, what you mean
nice
the lunch?
Nice shirt, bro.
What the lunch have to do anything, nigga? You go cool, eat wherever the fuck you want to eat, nigga.
He was a bro guy. He was a bro guy. Look at CJ. Yeah, he was a bro guy. When I met him, he said, bro.
Hey, what's up, bro? Look, though, bro. Look, bro. I hated fucking college, man. That shit was trash. Shit was super trash.
I bet you if I talk to some niggas from college right now, they'd be like, yo, he loved it.
I mean, he was nice. Probably loved it because they went to party and shit every night and did whatever they want. Chasing them girls and shit.
Dio was honky, man. He gave me his food, man. Generous dude.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not even gonna pressure my kids to do college, though. If you don't have to do that shit, don't do that shit. Don't go get that fucking bill.
I mean, you don't, but at the same time, it's still kind of good to get that knowledge so you can say you got them papers.
Well, I think
especially when you want to be independent. You don't have to have them, but I'm just saying.
It's good to have some type of education. Hold on.
Nah, I agree with that. But you don't need college. Because
a lot of niggas smart without college. You know what I'm saying? Just pick up a book.
Certain things you want to do in life, you got to have some type of college.
And I'm with that, dude.
You got to go through that.
You got to have something.
But I still trust you. Like, you ain't got no experience. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't, it should be your first job. You just got that purpose saying you do.
I don't recommend college, though. If you can figure it out, which most people can. Like you said, pick up a book, go read. Like, go study some shit.
Yeah.
A lot of shit is just taking a test anyway.
CJ, you went to college?
CJ definitely went to college.
Okay. He probably was.
That's why he's great. That's why he's great at doing this fucking engineering shit now. What was
your scholar? You getting in wrestling?
I'm gonna shoot him. I'm gonna get my Jehovah.
Breaking niggas' back and shit. You got niggas calling your mom.
I'm tired of your son with my son ass. This fucking legs can't move, girl.
CJ was on the wrestling team at the engineer school. That's nasty, CJ. Y'all wrestling with wires and shit.
Wrestling. Did cars at the same time. Got to whoop your ass. Come over here so I can fix
you. Get your hand off my mic.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not sharing that microphone right there.
I don't know what mics y'all was grabbing.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Hey, what's your
wrong mic, fool.
Jesus Christ, man. Y'all leave my nigga CJ alone, man. Y'all leave my
CJ Clearway, man. Come on. Uh-oh, shit. Uh-oh, he coughing.
Contact.
He's right beside you.
Put that backward down here. Rona. Let me give you this raw. You want this raw paper? Okay, I thought you wanted the raw paper, Moses. Whatever, man. Yo, Ross.
Stop doing things for the club.
fuck out of here. Fuck out of here, nigga. Rick Ross, 2 Chainz. It happened. Me personally, I thought Rick Ross was going to smack this nigga all the way around the fucking board.
What are you talking about? He got a massage.
That was one of my favorite moments of the verses. And when he did his little shimmy, his little dance. What you think about it, though, Moses? You enjoy it? Who came out on top, you feel like?
It was all right, but I ain't trying to be funny on hype like I thought it would. It was just watching. Like I said, like, everything ain't got that vibe to it. It was nice, you know what I'm saying, to hit the hits, because they had some hits, both of them. Don't get it
both
twisted.
Of them, yeah.
Nice hits, but just, it was all right, but I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of dry.
It was the vibe dry. Was
think
too
so?
Dry. It was just dry.
In the beginning, it was dry as a motherfucker.
It was just dry. You got to start
it. It was dry until they started drinking and, you know, getting
turning
loose
up a little bit. Yeah. Strippers came.
Right. Definitely dry.
I enjoyed.
Niggas was acting too cool for school.
I enjoyed every song they played, though. Like, every record they was playing back to back, back and forth, back and forth. I was enjoying all of that shit because I knew the 2 Chainz shit. And then when 2 Chainz was placed, I was like, damn, I forgot 2 Chainz did that or had something to do with that. Super. I already knew Ross catalog because he's one of my favorites from the South. You know what I mean?
Stripper thing was nice. I told you, like, it was a nice catalog. It was just, the flow was just different. I was interested, but weren't really too interested in.
Yeah, they make two different type of music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 2 Chainz, he's a clubby guy. He's a clubby guy. And Ross is just
clubby guy.
I can't say the clubby guy.
2 Chainz was saying he
was
going. He was going from hit to hit. He wasn't doing like from song to song, like.
But everything he played was fire.
He was like playing platinum hits. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. I seen him on Breakfast Club. We was talking about that. But everything he was playing was fire.
Yeah, Ross's ear for beats and his
different.
You know, and his content is a little different. You know what I mean? So. His records touch people a little different than 2 Chainz shit, you know, does. But 2 Chainz shit is I enjoyed the battle.
Right.
I think he should have. He ain't played that Krynak shit. Mm. He played that shit at the end. I think he should have played that shit during the battle. That shit.
Right.
That shit ride right.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I got Krynak.
Mm-hmm. That ain't how it sound, Dave. But we gonna roll with
that's,
that.
That's how
we
gonna it sounds.
Roll with that on
right,
Dirty
man.
Water. Who y'all thinking next though? They keep coming with these verses. Who y'all want to see, man? Who y'all want to see?
I don't know. It might be some R&B shit.
Next, you think it's
R&B? Yeah,
I think so.
I think it's probably R&B.
I think they about.
I don't really know.
I think they about due for some R&B.
I told y'all I want to see Mariah and Mary J. That's what I want to see. If they do the R&B shit, do that right there, man.
It says it's going to be big. Says it's going to be big.
I want to see Mary J. and
I'm ready
Mariah.
For Chris Brown to do one.
Chris Brown said he ain't doing it. You can keep wishing, nigga. It ain't going to happen.
I tell you who else I want to see.
He not doing it?
Yeah, he said he ain't doing it.
I wouldn't mind seeing Jeezy go in the game. I think that's an even matchup for both of their histories.
I thought you was going to say Jeezy and Gucci.
No, nigga, I would love to see that too, but I know I would never see that. That'll never happen, bro.
You can't even get them niggas to say hi to each other.
Right. They can't even wave at each other.
Stand
sitting
in
the same
one
club.
Place. You're not doing that.
That's a wrap.
Yeah, but the game, Jeezy, I think they catalogs match up. Nice West Coast, nice South Trap.
I ain't mad at that.
Still different. You know what I mean? They still have the records to play. They got 20 plus. Mm. They got hits.
I ain't mad at that.
I would love to see Jeezy in the game. That's one of the ones I would love.
That's
to
a
see.
Nice contrast. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't like that?
Yeah, I don't fuck with you.
I wish I could get Jackson 5 in Temptations or something like that. You know what I mean? But that ain't.
Shut up. Oh, you do that on your own time.
Do that.
You know what I mean? Make your own playlist on
actually, title. I would do that, Dave. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to send it to you. Is that cool with you?
I won't listen to it, but
why
you can
send
gonna
it. Why you
ain't going to
listen to it?
I don't want to hear nothing you curated, nigga.
Damn, bro. See how bro do me?
Shut up.
Oh, shit. What you got on the list over there, Moses? You was talking shit earlier.
Something about slapping your stupid ass.
Nah, you slapped me. It's a fight. Promise you.
You always talking about a fight. You
don't
too
make
fat
me snitch.
To fight.
Don't make me snitch.
You too fat
don't
to fucking
snitch.
Fight.
I'll snitch right now.
What?
Okay, you like a snitch because you know why? Because your tattoos tell a story.
Wait, what?
That's what I want to talk about. Do your tattoos tell a story? Snitching ass nigga. Every tattoo, snitch. Told what you did, stupid. Got the gun right here.
Hold up.
Got the brick dig right here.
Wait, hold up.
So this is when this happened.
How you asking
right
this question and you don't even have
so
any
this is
tests.
What happened right on his own. Nah, this is art. This is real art.
This is art.
This is jail. Yeah, you going to jail too.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
So how are you asking this fucking question?
That's why he's asking. He's asking people who has tattoos.
I can ask
right?
that question.
I have across my chest, trust no one.
You're stupid. Some people out there celibate don't have no sex. So if I ask about sex question, is that a problem? About sex? Gnarly dude? Mr. Bro? Hey, bro?
Shut the fuck
bro.
Up.
Bro? Bro-ass
yeah,
nigga.
I think when you get a
relax,
tattoo,
bro.
When you get a tattoo, yeah, exactly. When you get a tattoo, it should mean something to you. Don't just put anything on you.
Nah,
don't
that's
put
permanent.
No fucking Chinese letters on you. That should say pork fried rice
man,
and chicken wings.
You're fat foreign. You're super
you don't
fat.
Know,
me,
if
man.
You don't know Chinese, don't put Chinese letters yeah. on you.
Dave, I thought you had a Chinese symbol on your lower back.
No.
You get a Chinese symbol means sweaty pig.
What are you talking
or
about?
Or darky. Yeah, it just mean health. You know, nigga, it's dark. Let's put dark on you.
I want to ask you why you don't have any tattoos.
Huh?
Why you don't have any tattoos?
I'm religious. When I go back to the earth, it's going to go back pure.
It's just ink, though, permanently.
Pure.
That. That's not for real. That's your real reason. You just...
Man, I might get a tattoo. Not die.
You're the dirty water.
When you die.
Yeah. You're the dirty water across your neck. I got to trust no one.
You
I got my son's name.
Trust no one. He was ready to put that on you.
Yeah, I was.
Why?
Because I can't trust
these
niggas.
Because you felt like it
niggas.
Was gangster?
Nah, I had
no,
niggas.
No, you did. You felt like it
niggas,
was gangster.
I have niggas.
What did you say when you put the tat on your skin?
That I don't trust these niggas.
That's what I said, nigga.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust these niggas, man. Fuck trusting people, man.
Okay.
It's hard.
Next tattoo.
Next tattoo. I got Yonkers on my arm.
Okay, Yonkers. Tell on yourself. They know where you from. Okay, go ahead.
Nigga ain't from no Yonkers.
Yeah. What you mean, Dave? Hold on.
He is not from Yonkers.
Why not?
You from the park.
First of all, see, Dave be friend. Dave be friend.
You should have 55. What is it? 53 on your just 53. That's it.
In that little area.
53.
Yo, Dave so fraudulent.
I knew
right?
every block.
Let me tell you, Dave so fraudulent because me and Dave used to live right across the street from each other in Yonkers.
No, you didn't.
53.
We used to live right across the street from each other, and then now I ain't from Yonkers. You see how fraudulent y'all niggas is? That's you too, Moses. I'm saying when I say y'all.
Okay, what's the next tattoo, stupid?
I don't have many tattoos. I'm not tatted up.
Yonkers. Okay.
What the heck? You said what, Dave?
Yeah, nigga, I'm looking for a Yonkers. He was going to put the hardest niggas come from Yonkers, but he just put Yonkers. You don't want the hardest niggas come from Yonkers right on their arm. That's 250. Just till Yonkers right here.
I was 17 when I got that tattoo. I got this shit right there in Mount Vernon. I was with Dave.
That nigga got a Yonkers tat in Mount Vernon and then left. 2 weeks later, go back
go
to North
back to
Carolina.
The mill, right? Okay, right back down south.
Let me get a tattoo.
I was just visiting. This is where I'm from. Yeah. Where I'm from.
Fuck out
of here. Told you. Oh, my that's why we God. Looked up to you.
Yonkers don't claim you, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Nah, for real shit. Real shit. Yonkers don't claim you. You ain't from Yonkers, nigga.
Yeah. I'm definitely from the Ville, but
exactly.
Yonkers is tatted on
the
me.
The Ville claim you all day long. They know you. They know
the
you out
on
here.
It.
There's still a couple of niggas that know me at Yonkers, Dave. It's not many,
the
though.
Bill.
It's not
you
got
to finish the tattoo, be like, used to be.
There we go.
Oh, shit.
And then put Fayetteville over. You know
right,
what I mean?
Cross it out. Put Fayetteville underneath.
For life.
Nah, when I get my Fayetteville tattoo, it's definitely going to have East.
Put it on the corner of your back. Fayetteville for life.
When you getting a dirty water tat?
When you get paid.
I feel like you're going to put it on your cheek like Mike Tyson.
When you get paid? Nah. You're going to put it up where your beard can't grow.
Right across your lip, nigga.
You gonna put it from ear to ear, nigga. Is that a beard? No, that's a fucking tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Nigga, like, mustache say dirty water.
You be lying to the barber every time.
Hey man, I'm ready for a Cole album, man. I'm ready for Cole to drop this album. I need it.
Cole's tough right now.
Huh?
Cole?
Yeah.
J. Cole. Yeah. He's tough right now.
Nah, I know, but he put out a couple songs. I enjoyed them. I'm ready for the album.
I don't know what song that is.
Yeah, I don't know where you came up with that song? Shit.
Keep singing it, good.
No, don't let him keep singing that. Keep singing. No. No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What note was that? Where was you at with that?
Hey, I don't know what song that is.
You already know.
Cole, when he come out, he going to be spitting. We know that. Let's do it.
I know, but I mean, I need the whole album to sound like those two songs he put out recently. I don't want to sound nothing else different.
I'm sure he's going to be talking that talk. Just like that.
No, that's Moses.
With a little bit of that, too.
Nah, hell nah. Dave, I need a Hov album, too.
Yeah, good luck on that.
I know. I need a Hov album.
I'm good on a Hov album. I'm just...
Really?
Yeah, I'm good.
From New York?
I'm not looking forward to it, but I will enjoy it.
It's not just
by.
Like, I'm not looking for him for the rap. Yeah. It's just like, he's a businessman.
I like when Hov come out and surprise niggas with a verse and shit like that. I can appreciate that.
Then it's like, whoa. But I ain't gonna lie. Like, he come out with some shit, it's gonna be spectacular. I always feel like if he do come out, it's a double joint, him and Beyonce. That's what he might do. Mostly Beyonce should be just Beyonce.
I'll take another of the Carters album.
Really.
I will. Like, honestly, that shit was fire.
Yeah.
She's fire. She got the voice. They have great ears for the beats they like to get on together.
I'm just saying, when you got good music, you got good music. You can't deny that, so.
But no, I'd rather just have a whole album. I need a nice little shit he did with J Electronica. I need a whole Hov.
That's different. That's a power couple doing something.
I need that Hov album. I'm surprised to hear Dave say that he don't.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm waiting on another CJ album, man.
Right. Shout out to CJ. His music, not real.
Right,
shit.
Right, CJ's on the way. Ain't CJ? That's right.
CJ working on new material for you bitch ass niggas.
Like, seriously, no jokes. Yeah. You got that heat, you bitch.
Why they gotta be all that, man?
Nah, for them, not him. I'm talking them niggas.
I ain't talking about him.
Hating on jazz. This nigga grabbing the broom for. You got anger problems? What the fuck?
Nah, he about to clean the studio. Don't worry about it.
Nobody talk about jazz. We'll get mad. You know, go black Koku. I'm sick of you. Powering up.
Powering up.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Yo, man, I'm injured.
Could you imagine CJ scatting? Is that a CJ scatting? Scabba da boo bop. Ba boo boo boo. Squabble dee da boo da.
Scabbop. I can't even flex. That shit did sound good, Dave.
I tell you, my nigga.
That shit was kind of on point.
Listen, CJ ain't agree. I'm lit.
He's a legend.
You know, man, you got to put me on the album, son.
CJ, put Dave on the album, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Put Moses on that motherfucker, too.
Yeah, I can spit that poetry.
That poetry.
I can spit that poetry.
That poetry.
Hoes be wanting to notice me.
Hey.
But I'm too busy.
You know your girl be listening, right?
In my full locker. You see the fuck me up with your stupid ass. This nigga. You always
I'm trying
fuck
to help you.
No,
I'm trying to help you. You talking about these bitches and all this other shit. And I'm like, relax, bro.
Bitches.
Bro.
It's different between bitches and queens. I don't fuck with bitches. That's a fact. I fuck with queens. And I got a queen, so I don't need nobody. I'm good.
Okay.
She know that. Okay.
She better know that.
Calm down.
I'm calm.
I'm just always snitching.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, that's all I'm telling you. Every tat a tail. That's what, I don't like tats. They make you snitch. For real, man. You see it on, what, 40 hours. Every nigga got a tattoo on his face. 40 snitching.
Hours a week.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about, bro?
40 hours. 40
hours.
Nigga
said
40
hours.
Yeah, that's my favorite show.
40
hours.
No, 48 minutes. I'm sorry.
48 minutes.
Oh my god,
that's how quick they be snitching too.
Awesome. Yeah,
48 minutes. That's all it take.
It take less than that.
As soon as they say, yo,
I seen you with the gun.
Right.
This nigga tattooed up. What the fuck is you doing?
You are facing 15 years.
I'm a trill. Like, I'm trill. You got I'm trill on your neck. You ready to
on
tell.
Your neck.
Your neck, snitching nigga.
You didn't even want to protect your neck, nigga.
I'm a snake. Put a snake on your back, nigga. Niggas know.
Oh my god, man.
Oh, that nigga's a snake. Can't fuck with him.
I seen I don't know. Did y'all see Meg Thee Stallion? Cardi B?
In the video, you liked it?
WAP, W-A-P, wet ass pussy.
It was
crazy.
I
tell you what, Meg Thee Stallion was walking fine in that video. I'm telling you, I'm wondering.
That video's close
to it's not looking good on her end. If
what
you
what you, what you wondering, Dave?
What's that video is about close to the tip drill. Kind of freakish.
Nah, it ain't no tip drillish.
It's definitely freakish. Not. It's not tip drill.
It's almost close.
It looked good.
Water nibbles.
They should drop. Nah, they should drop like a uncut version or something. I want to see some more gyrating.
I think it's probably his uncut version.
Nah, it ain't.
Nah, I ain't on
that. That's about as nasty as they gonna get.
It's nasty though.
Yeah. Wet and gushy.
You want the kids to see it?
It's cute. Ain't that nasty.
It's nasty.
It's cute.
I'm like, ah.
Like you was smiling. They looking good in it though, right?
No, that's a fact.
Yeah, you were smiling. You wasn't frowning.
I was smiling.
You was smiling hard.
Two beautiful
you
women. I like to look at beautiful women. What's wrong with that?
You liked it too much. It was a freaky video.
It wasn't that freaky.
It was freaky.
It wasn't that freaky. It just looked good. It looked really good. They looked good. They looked
stuck
great.
Head on.
I could definitely tell the difference in bodies. What's real and what's not.
Oh, you looking at the body parts.
I'm just saying, I could tell. That's all I'm saying. You can't help but to look at the fucking body parts, yeah, nigga. What are you talking about, okay, nigga?
Show
that's all
had,
that's there.
Cardi had pasties on her nipples, man.
Yeah.
That's it. Her
titties basically,
titties
was out.
Yeah.
Niggas matching titties right now.
And I like them. Real or fake? I like them all.
So fake bodies don't bother you, Dave?
I like them all. Mm. Bring that fake ass here. Dr. Miami did good for you, girl. You know what I mean? Who paid for that? Who paid for that?
Would you pay for that?
Nope.
Man, she paid.
That's fucked up, Dave.
She paid
you cool
for
with it, but you wouldn't pay
nah,
for it?
Nah, I wouldn't pay for it. For what?
Well, that's your girl. And that's what she want. That's your girl.
Reason
you know why you love her.
No, reason why I wouldn't pay for it because if we break up, I can't take it back. Now I'm paying for your ass and your titties for another nigga to enjoy.
That's why you got insurance.
Give me them titties back.
That's why you got insurance.
I want the titties back.
You got the damn claim. Right. Now you gonna sign this fucking shit.
Yeah.
You got the insurance.
Now
soon
if you
leave me.
Now if you get it before, then we good.
You know what I mean?
Now, I can't front. I might put something on it. But
yeah, I'm about to say, Dave, come on.
I might
on.
Put something on it. But I ain't going to pay for it all myself, though.
She got to go in with you?
Yeah, no, it's not with me. I'm going in with her. This is for her. It's
no,
not for me.
I thought you were going in with her.
No, yeah, I'm going in with her.
I mean,
it's not
she going in with
me.
You.
I put something on it.
Natural.
You know what I mean? I ain't mad with, if you're trying to, you know, improve your self-esteem by, you know, changing your body. I ain't mad at that.
Does that help? Does that help? See, I'm with Moses.
You
do
asking
fucking squats. But
do
does
some
that,
squats.
You asking, my nigga, you see all these iron boards out here? Squats don't help the ironing boards, bro.
They don't eat well.
You know what I mean? Nah, dude.
They ain't like a fucking bird trying to do squats. You're not going to get fat
listen,
like that. You
whatever,
gotta eat the good
whatever
shit.
You like.
You got to eat the
if
good shit.
If you can
shit.
Afford it, get it
niggas
fixed.
Eat lettuce like with mayonnaise.
Wasn't that
dinner.
Like, that's more unhealthy just getting all cut up and shit.
How is it unhealthy? They got this. You just, as long as you get the good, what's the name you straight? The good surgery, you good.
The just good surgery.
Yeah, it's
what's
bad
the, what's bad surgery the
yes,
good surgery?
Yes, nigga, when they go to the fucking DR, and there you go, get it illegally. That's the bad surgery. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm.
But you definitely, she'll be going in with you.
Mm-hmm. I said I will put something on her surgery. I'm not paying for it straight up or for her to leave me and give them titties to somebody else.
Mm. You know be fucked up.
Yeah, I'd be pissed off.
See, that's what's wrong. You niggas are your feelings, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
you pay
thing.
For the moment. That's
no,
what you pay
no,
for.
I didn't pay for anything.
No, I'm not.
See what I'm saying? No.
I ain't pay for none of that.
I'm not on my
I
Rick
you
Ross
the way
shit.
You was. You wanted to improve that.
I'm not on my Rick Ross shit. Rick Ross and them, they didn't do
I
that.
I loved you the way you was,
baby
girl.
Is a gift.
But, you know, take a little of that. I'm going to enjoy it when you get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Put a little stack or two on it and take that. I pay for one titty. You gotta pay for the next titty though.
you gonna half?
That ain't half. You gotta pay for the
one
titty.
One titty, it's two titties. Nigga.
I said one titty. You gotta pay for the nipple on that titty.
Oh my god!
Jeez. You know sometimes they gotta put the nipple back and they be putting it in the wrong place.
I don't know nothing about that, Dave.
See, you gotta do your research.
Do your
Googles.
I've never
nigga.
Been asked that, so I don't fuck all that.
Do your Googles.
Moses.
You ain't never seen a pair of fake titties when one nipple is facing one way and the other nipple is facing the other way.
Nah, bro.
Pam Grier.
Oh my. God. Nah, Pam Grier got real titties, nigga. Shout
maybe
out to
I need
Pam
to get
Grier.
I need to do some
yeah,
search.
One big titty.
Nah.
You watch
and you
the
know
movies?
Them shits is real because they got a little gravity to them. I like the gravity.
You didn't see the movies then.
They got a little gravity.
What about you, Moses? You paying for it? You'll pay for it? Your what? Girl want it? You love her?
This
you
nigga don't even have tattoos. Why would he pay for titties?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You might want to pay for the ass.
He ain't paying for no ass.
Ain't trying to be funny. If you deal with your girl and you know your girl got ass, you know what? Fuck she had before you got wood. You can't try to change up.
No, that's
what
she if want, she though. Wanted though.
But if she wanted, pay for it. That's you.
You ain't because
that's
her
what
her
I'm
ass.
Saying. I ain't trying to be funny. It's your body. I shouldn't have to. Because at the same time, if we do break up, I'm feel salty. Mm. What the fuck? This bitch out here making money. It's my ass.
Right.
And she's shaking it too.
Now she's throwing it, making a whole bunch
off.
Of money.
Give
me
that money back.
Money back. Exactly.
Then we straight.
Niggas is petty, boy.
Yeah.
I'm paying for it.
Niggas be petty, man.
I'm paying for it. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it.
I'm not like Rick Ross. I knew it would work, but I just like to give. I'm not like that.
Don't worry. I'll tell you one thing. Tricks is for kids, nigga.
I don't like how you trying to call me a trick, but it's cool.
You cool. did. You threw the money.
Nah, whatever, man.
When
you
say
can't take
like,
the money.
I just feel
listen,
like you throw it at her.
If it'll make me happy and it's going to make her
feel
happy,
like, yeah,
fuck
but
it.
You
I'll pay for it.
I want my ass done.
Wham. Wham. I'm paying for it. Fuck it. We trying to be happy. Like well, I'm not paying for it if you don't need it.
What is this
nigga,
like?
You ain't going to never thought she needed it. You liked her before.
But at the
she
same time, what is this like when y'all married?
You know what I mean?
Huh?
When y'all married, because when you married, it's like, there's some shit come with that. So,
yeah. A lot of come with
you can
marriage.
Do it like that.
I think that's, still got to come with an agreement.
Let me tell you something. If she want to do something with her body, that's okay. But at the same time, I'm telling her she don't need to.
I'm going to say you don't need to, but if you still want it, I'm going to pay for it. If I got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's me, though.
I like to be excited, but I'm going to be excited because you understand. Because if shit go wrong, that's like, you know what I'm saying? It's fucked up. Because a lot of shit goes wrong with that shit. Mm. You got to think about when you get older and shit like that. Just leave your body alone.
I look at it like that too, Moses. I don't want to see...
There's different stuff you can eat. They be eating like whack shit. And then trying to get healthy, you just going to be skinny as fuck.
Mm.
Do the right shit.
Nigga, no matter what you eat, you got an ironing board. That's it. Mm.
Some don't get twisted. I've seen some skinny girls still thick. They got thick. You know what I'm saying? There's pills out there to make them gain weight, too.
Yeah, okay.
Or they need to just eat more and work out.
Yeah.
Do they squats?
A lot of them different. They
David is ironing board, boy.
Yeah, Shorty had the fucking... Shorty got a long back. Shorty back
what you
just
expect?
Long.
If she ain't got the jeans, she ain't got the jeans.
Nigga, the jeans ain't gonna help her.
I'm not talking about jeans. I'm talking about the jeans.
Oh, the jeans, the DNA. DNA. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So go buy you some ass. That's all right. You got some bread, go buy you some ass. I ain't mad at you.
They got ass or titties.
Yeah, they got ass or titties.
Nigga, we been
then.
Through this already. Change the subject, nigga.
Yeah.
So
how you talk about ass and titties? Let's go. Stop watching fucking P-Valley.
Yeah, I was watching P-Valley. P-Valley's the shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
P-Valley's the shit. I'm. Have you checked it out?
No,
again?
I ain't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it.
Dave ain't check you ain't check it out, P Valley?
No, nigga.
Jesus Christ. What do you niggas watch? Y'all niggas don't do shit. Y'all don't watch no sports. Y'all don't watch no shows.
What sports you want me to watch?
I'm watching basketball.
I'm not watching
right?
no basketball.
I'm glad the fucking NBA is back, man.
You know why? I watch street basketball, stuff like that.
You ain't watching shit.
Watch y'all play bullshit. Basketball. No. Ain't even no crowd.
Yeah, that shit is cool. That shit is wild.
One time I watched basketball, like a party or something like that.
That shit is wild.
No, watching it by myself. Don't want to watch a bunch of niggas with shorts and sweaty. Dribbling a pin, skin ball up and down the court. Okay? Oh, okay, bro?
Okay, bro?
Did you say dribbling the pigskin?
Mm-hmm.
The pigskin.
That is football, first of all.
Right.
Basketball got the pigskin, too.
Oh, my God. We got to Google that.
We see you don't watch.
No, basketball. It's light. Nigga, it's a that's different light, kind of pigskin. Pig.
Yeah. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man.
This fucking idiot. Crazy. It's got Skittles in it.
Fucking dribbling the pigskin.
Dribbling the pigskin. Hey, you rappers need to stop shouting out these
rappers,
these trash ass fucking restaurants. Like 2 Chainz, Benihana. Benihana's is trash.
In the Benihana, eating all the fun.
It's trash. I do like Roof Chris. I appreciate them shouting out Roof Chris.
Benihana's not trash. It's just not as good as they be shouting.
Yeah, they be. I ain't them popping out Benihana's and Chipotle. Chipotle.
I don't be hearing them niggas shout out Chipotle, but I like Chipotle.
I ain't them niggas shout out Chipotle.
Yeah, Roof Chris is fire. Expensive, though.
I don't fuck with Red Lobster. Red Lobster
is old, but it's good, though. Biscuits is fire.
The biscuits still fire.
That's all they got is the biscuits. Fire, nigga. That's all they got, though. The seafood ain't hitting on, like, nothing.
You get the lobster. What are you supposed to get?
I've had all that shit out of it.
But it's cheap, though, my nigga. You act like you going in there spending $100 million.
It's cheap.
You know what I mean? You want some cheap seafood?
I am. I'm family of four.
You want some cheap seafood, nigga?
Yeah. Make you feel like a baller in a comfortable place.
You know what I mean?
No, hell no.
In a ghetto environment.
I ain't fucking
with your community.
Miyabi's out here in the Ville. I know they got one in Myrtle Beach, too. That shit's on Benihana's. Let me let y'all know that. That's to me. That's to me. Well, the restaurants out here is trash. I don't fuck with Cheddar's. I don't fuck with no shit like that.
Well,
nigga, we went from talking about rappers to shit you like, nigga.
I'm talking about what I don't like, nigga. I'm sorry, man. Fuck these restaurants, man. They be trash, man. They be trash.
I don't like rappers to talk about fries and Burger King. If I hear any one of you niggas talk about ketchup, nigga, on your fries, it's a done deal. That what you saying?
Yeah, these niggas down here love Cheddar's. Cheddar's is trash.
That's what I tell you,
Cheddar's
Dave.
Is trash, bro. That niggas love Cheddar's.
I'm trying to tell you,
Dave. Yo, bro, I ate a Cheddar's.
Cheddar's.
It was hitting.
Fuck out of here.
Hey, yo, Bonefish Grill, not the greatest.
That's popping.
Not the greatest.
They okay. They ain't all that.
Yeah. Any place out there ain't trying to be funny, expensive niggas always act like it's popping. It'd be good for the first few days. Afterwards, niggas don't care. They're just trying to get shit out fast. But take your ass smoking bones.
Nigga, fuck Smokey Bones.
Smokey Bones.
Eat that shit. Applebee's, no.
Micasitas.
No.
You go to Micasitas.
I don't eat Micasitas. I told you I do Chipotle.
I heard a Fayetteville rapper say Micasitas.
A Fayetteville rapper.
You think you're shouting out Micasitas?
Eating Micasitas. Down by the river.
You Fayetteville rappers be lying like a motherfucker. Too.
Down by the river.
All right, nigga. We know you don't like Fayetteville rappers. Let's go. Keep them moving.
Oh, my shit is crap du jour, though.
Yeah, whatever, nigga.
They got good King.
Okay, listen. Listen, y'all.
He's a fucking crazy.
What would you do in a hostage situation?
Oh, shit.
Kind of hostage situation, nigga. And
put it in, okay.
Where am I in
I got an answer for you. I ain't doing shit. I'm trying to be a hero. That's how you get shot, nigga.
You want Dang, but you look like a hero ass nigga, though.
You want a bullet in your ass? Jump up while they try to rob a bank, nigga. That money ain't yours. They taking the bank money, and that's it. That shit is insured. Don't be a hero.
I would ask them if can I go with them. Yeah. Can I get in on this?
Your ass is going to jail.
One time you feel like your life in danger. Like, seriously, about to pop. You know what I'm saying? Just don't let them know.
You don't know if them niggas going to pop. That shit could be random.
Belly cool. Most niggas be hyping up, be letting them know they got guns. Oh no, nigga, pow, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, what is you digging for? He already know you got a gun. What are you doing? Play it cool.
I'm with Dave. I ain't doing shit.
I ain't doing shit.
I'm chilling. I don't even want to put my hands up. I'm just gonna lay on the ground.
Like, hey, my nigga, you got it. Hey.
Yeah, don't even look my direction. Listen, I'm not moving.
I'm
not
blind anyway, nigga. What, my glasses broke?
Oh, my God. I don't want to do nothing. I'm not trying to disturb this man. I want him to go do what the fuck he got to go do. Go get the money, man. Hey, bro, right. Go get the money, man.
if it's a dude, I'd be like, ma'am.
Right.
If it's a woman, I'm like, sir. I can't tell.
Man, hostage situation. But I don't know, Moses, what if you got your kid with you? You still, or you gonna try to be a hero then if you got your kid? You gonna try to be a hero in front of your son?
No, you can protect your kid, yo. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Hold him down. Some shit happened, yo. We already know.
I'm laying over him.
My life's gonna go, though. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, my life is gonna go first before his.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just gonna lay over
him. So, I'm just gonna protect him.
But I'm gonna be smart. Y'all niggas ain't gonna be super dad, jump up. I'll save you.
No.
Nigga, that's when nigga get shot. Yeah. You gotta tell your son to run.
In the ass.
That gun ain't gonna play. It ain't no fucking game. Can't reset.
Then you be all fucked up. It's over with.
You gotta know how to hit, you know what I'm saying?
In front of your child. Yeah. You don't want that. You don't want to do that in front of your child,
man. I need to go to the gun range a little more.
You need to get a firearm.
Don't worry about what I need to get.
Matter of fact, we going tomorrow. Don't worry about it. We go tomorrow. No, don't worry about it. We go tomorrow.
Yeah, slingshot.
Slingshot. Did you see the way Dave just looked at you?
slingshots are weapons, though.
No, they are, but not for no gun.
You got to actually, you can't.
You got to sneak up on somebody with a slingshot
if they got a gun. You can't conceal a slingshot.
You can?
You can't.
Right.
You got to have a concealed carry permit to conceal a slingshot. It's crazy, ain't it? You got to wear that bitch on your hip.
That's weird.
It's because it's a deadly weapon. You hit somebody in the fucking temple with a marble that you got in a fucking slingshot, that nigga going down.
I used to have a slingshot. Matter of fact, I think you hit me with that slingshot before,
Dave. I doubt that.
Nah, Dave, you did some foul shit to me when we were kids, man. Yeah, I'm not going to share it today, but we're going to get into that.
That's
because
you got to think about it and think of a lie, nigga.
That's not no fucking lie. You forgot we used to live across the street from each other.
I didn't forget shit.
Oh, okay.
Is that why you used to bully niggas? Did they bully you?
What are you talking about?
Not make sense.
What are you talking about?
I put that piece together.
I'm not fucking with it. I'm going to give me a slingshot. I'm going to get another one.
Slingshots is live, man.
I want one of those crossbow shit.
Take an eye out.
One of them crossbows that shoot the arrow with the trigger.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah, I'm about to get one of those too.
You gonna shoot yourself in the foot?
I'm gonna shoot you in the foot, nigga.
You're an idiot.
How about that?
They didn't mean to shoot the deer. Shoot you
right. They ain't mean to shoot Moses.
Okay. Yeah, that right, people. So if I get shot, you know who it was.
Oh my God, yo, I ain't fucking with you.
There you go, snitching on himself again, man.
Snitch on himself.
Y'all really be trying to call me a snitch, huh?
No, we don't call you a snitch. On yourself.
Oh my God,
you getting emotional? Just go something else. I don't like me. Call me a snitch.
Yeah, I have one here on the list. I don't know if y'all want to. I don't know if y'all want to talk about it.
Oh shit, let's go.
Nah, I was looking at some shit. Damn, what's that fucking channel that has all the animal channel? Ain't it the animal channel or some shit like that?
Man, Discovery Channel?
No.
Okay.
Anywho.
Discovery Channel do own animal channel. Never mind.
What's a wild exotic animal you might want to have as a pet? Not a dog or no shit like that.
I don't want no horse. Exotic pets.
No exotic pets at all.
No, what the fuck for?
Because you might
want to. I don't want them. They're exotic.
That's the beauty of it. They're exotic. Not many people got them. I want to have shit motherfuckers don't got.
Only exotic animal I would probably get would be a little monkey. You know, like one of the monkeys that That was like in the Hangover.
Oh, okay.
So he go around and stealing people's shit and shit like that. And if I wanted to make a sale, if I was into that, you know what I mean? Send the monkey up with the pack.
Oh, okay.
Monkey get, yo, you touch my monkey, I'm going to kill you, my nigga. Get a monkey the money. Bing, bing. He bring me the money back.
You killing niggas over the monkey.
You got to.
Right.
That's your nigga. You gotta kill niggas over the monkey.
They killed your monkey. You still gotta kill them.
You gotta kill them.
You gonna get some, get a koala bear.
You know what I mean?
Get a koala bear.
What
the
fuck is a koala gonna do?
Huh? You be chilling. Niggas move slow. You smoke a blunt with them, chilling.
I would get a hyena.
Okay, you just making up shit.
Nah, facts. I'll get, because be laughing at you, bitch ass niggas. What you mean, nigga? Them motherfuckers be laughing at motherfuckers. They would hate me. I already be laughing at motherfuckers. Now my hyena is here, nigga. What's up? Shut up, stupid.
Jesus Christ.
What, man? I'm telling you. I'm surprised neither one of you niggas said a lion or a tiger.
Fuck, I look like Joe. Rawr. Fuck, I look like Joe Exotic.
Yeah. Right. Fuck out of here. Get out of here. We'll see where that goes.
You know what I mean?
I was wondering.
You get a tiger, and then you get two husbands, nigga. Yeah, I don't want no tiger. That's the formula. Mm. I don't want no tigers. Nothing that can kill me. You know what I mean? Nothing that's going to take a limb from me, no shit like that. I like snakes. I'm into snakes.
You wouldn't have an anaconda?
Not an anaconda, nah.
Mm. You be scared to take care of something like that?
Yeah, I think they might be too aggressive for
me. I wonder what you got to feed them up. You got to feed them motherfuckers like some real shit. That's another thing, the fucking food bill.
You feed fucking snakes rabbits and shit. You can feed them rabbits, you just got to buy rabbits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, taking care of an anaconda has to be fucking crazy.
Yeah, a couple rabbits, though. You know what I mean?
It's enough taking care of my anaconda shit.
What?
Never mind.
Yeah, that was corny.
What are you talking about?
Disgusting.
What
is he talking about?
I'm not listening, so that's
good. All right, good. Don't worry about it.
Even CJ, like, what
that
the
was
fuck?
Disgusting.
He gonna take off his headphones. I don't want to listen to this bullshit.
Yo, CJ, don't slam your headphones no more, bro.
CJ, I'm out of here.
Bro.
You set yourself up every time.
That was nasty.
Oh, my God. Yo, NC has the wildest shit going on. North Carolina has the wildest shit going on. There was a fucking earthquake. A 5.1 magnitude earthquake.
Did you feel it?
Nope. No. I didn't feel it.
Seven, what is it, about 7 o'clock or something like that?
About 8 o'clock.
About 7, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Felt a little shit.
Out there in Spartan, North Carolina. I've never been there, but I wonder how it is out there. I wonder if any, I haven't seen any footage, any houses been shooken up or anything, but I've seen that we definitely suffered a fucking earthquake down here in North Carolina. It's fucked up. I hate shit like that. Like earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes. I hate that type of shit. All that natural disaster that can fuck your shit up for real shit. I hate all that shit, yo.
As you should, nigga.
But I mean, y'all ain't feeling nothing in the earthquake?
No, huh? Nigga, I was asleep.
I was not down.
I was in the shower. I felt the last earthquake when shit was in Virginia. That was years ago, though. Have you ever felt the earthquake?
Nope.
Oh, you niggas.
How many earthquakes is on the east side?
Not that many, but I felt that one that was years ago. I was sitting down and like shit just rocked for a second. I was like, what the fuck was that?
You was high, nigga.
Nah, I promise you. No, it's real shit. Not making this up.
No, I was rocking for real. Nah,
for sure.
Yeah, because he was in the rocking chair, idiot. Fucking moron.
You got anything else on your fucking list over there, Moses, before we get the fuck out of here?
I'm sick of idiots. Let's talk about that.
Talk about it.
I'm just joking. In this shit, it's been nice, people.
Yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Y'all niggas got any plans?
No, nigga.
Oh, that food we cooked today was good, Dave. Glad you invited us over to the spot, nigga, to cook some shit.
Well, yeah, we had a good time. CJ
pulled up with his
fucking
fat ass.
Pigged out.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Man. That shit was great over there, man. Oh, that little pussy ass grill you got. I don't know why you got that one. You should have got a different one, but it's cool.
Pussy ass grill makes good food.
It did, though.
And shut up.
That shit was smoking. Man.
Yeah, CJ ate it all.
I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. You got any badger milk? Badger milk.
I like mine in a smoothie.
I brought sides. Shut up, CJ.
Mac and cheese. Who did it? You did this sauce on the chicken, right? Moses?
Yeah.
Fire.
Nah.
Fire.
Nah, I did that.
You did the sauce on it? Yeah. Okay, fire. Whoever did it was fire.
I just prepared.
I just prepared.
I can't do nothing else.
Fire. Good food. We're going to get the fuck out of here. We also want to say prayers to our cousin, Jizzle.
Shout out to Jizzle.
Shout out to Jizzle. Prayers to Jizzle. We love you, Jizzle.
Love you, Jizzle, for real.
You going to get through this shit, Jizzle. We're not going to describe anything, but just pray for our nigga, man. For real. Just pray for our nigga. Fuck cancer. This is Dirty Water Podcast. Fuck with us on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. SoundCloud, Dirty Water Podcast. We on everything. Spotify, your little purple app on your iPhone, Stitcher, all that shit. Google Podcasts. Instagram, DirtyWater_podcast. My shit on Instagram is DirtyWaterLex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Keep fucking with us. We appreciate everybody listening to us. We the new voices of the Carolinas, so fuck with us like we always want to do this shit. We got shirts coming soon. And 2-6 and
Moses.
Word. CJ, punk ass nigga. I thought you stopped it, CJ. Keep going. Then keep it then, nigga.
Keep it, nigga. Yo, cut the shit off, CJ.
You still
cutting. Yeah, nigga's a fool. Cut the shit off, man. Get the fuck out of here, CJ. You going home.